Register to vote now! Let's register to vote now!
A cry heard in every neighborhood across the country over the last few months, including a part of downtown Los Angeles commonly called Skid Row. This is a poor neighborhood with a large population of homeless people. Volunteers from the Los Angeles Community Action Network, or LA CAN, have canvassed this area for eligible voters.
We go out in several locations, to parks, to the missions, to the shelters. We stand in front of places like Rite Aid. We ask people, are they registered voters? If they say they haven't registered to vote, then we say we're registering people to vote.
Bilal Ali is a community organizer for LA CAN. He says the biggest problem in registering voters in Skid Row is trust.
They don't trust in the system anymore, especially what happened in the last presidential election. You may hear that excuse, or I just don't trust the system, I'm not going to vote.
When convincing people to register, volunteers bypass the presidential election and focus on propositions that they say will directly affect this community. The feeling here is that neither Bush nor Kerry care about the poor vote.
All they was focusing on was middle-class people. What about us? So that goes to show you they're not doing nothing that's conducive to us, man.
The main selling point for voters in this neighborhood is Proposition 66. If passed, 66 will amend the three strikes law to only apply to violent felonies. Skid Row is home to many parolees, and the three strikes law is heavy on their minds.
A lot of parolees are dumped down in the Skid Row area. So there may have one strike or two strikes, and they can get caught up and get struck out easily.
Eugene Bell drove to California last spring and was stranded in Los Angeles when his car broke down. LA CAN volunteers registered him to vote. He filled out his registration card while leaning against the walls of the Midnight Mission. The homeless mission also serves as his address, and on November 2nd, it will be his polling station. Bell feels an obligation to vote.
Like everybody else, I have the opportunity and I have an obligation. I have an opportunity to make my feelings known, and I have an obligation as a citizen.
Mabel Cohen walked up to a member of the LA CAN street team and asked to be registered.
Cohen, C-O-H-E-N, Cohen, Mabel, M-A-B-E-L. Now, will I be able to vote this election?
She hasn't voted in over a decade.
I guess I was pretty much like the average poor person in this country. I didn't think that my vote would count, so I said, forget it. I haven't voted in over 15 years.
Why did you change your mind?
Really, the situation that's happening in Iraq?
Despite the feeling that people in this neighborhood are being ignored this election, when asked to register, most respond they already are registered and plan to vote. Valerie Barshak, Annenberg Radio News, Los Angeles.